You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
See, all of a sudden felt pain. So she went to Zbat Elohim. It says that she went to Elohim. So there was a clinic, it's called Elohim. So when a pregnant lady has a pain, where does she go? Go to the doctor. No. So here Ibrahim Menu went to Elohim. So here Rashi Kedush says that she went to Beit Midrash, to two Chachamim named Shem and Eve. Why? What question did she have? What was her question?
Why
did this? He said, Lama ze anochi. What problem did she have? Pain. He said, wait for Titsu. Rats. What does rats mean?
Run.
So here Midrash brings that these two babies, they had a different navigator. Sometimes they go this way, sometimes they go that way. Midrash says, that Yaakov and Esav, that when Yaakov and Allah Shalom was passing Pico Doini, Yaakov wanted to jump in the Beit Knesset. When she went to Chinatown, so then Esav wanted to jump up. So now, Shimon Eva told her, don't worry, there are two kids, you know, they're going to be two nations, don't worry about it. She said, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's okay?
What about the pain? She still had the pain or she now?
That's the whole question. What kind of relief she gained when she was told, you're going to have two kids and two nations is going to come out of it? How could she be relaxed now? Huh?
Because she thought there is only one kid, and the kid is a both way.
That's like, oh, beautiful, beautiful. Did you hear the...
I heard.
Beautiful chedush. So here's brother, Ibrahim Allah Shalom, felt, you know, ay, 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 I have one kid. One day, he's Sadiq. One day, ay, ay, ay. One day he comes to Mincha, and the next day he doesn't come. So who wants such a kid? Ay, ay, ay. He said, I don't want such a kid. One day Sadiq, one day he's not Sadiq. How could it be? One day he's smiling, the next day, ay, ay, ay.
Smiling more.
Who wants such a kid? So no, this is two kids. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, at least I have one Sadiq kid. But here, the question that you're asking, what question are you asking?
Why?
It's like a Baruch. Beautiful. So they're asking, how could it be that Ibrahim Menu passed by a place that there is an idol? Would Ibrahim Menu would do such a thing?
No.
Not Ibrahim Menu, Chas v'Shalom. All day, she was listening to Kol HaNishama radio. Yeah, so how could it be reading Tehillim? How could it be she passes by the place that there is idol? How could it be such a thing? Can you imagine such a thing? What is Midrash telling us? So when she would pass by a place that there is Avodah Zarah, how could Ibrahim Menu, Chas v'Shalom? Chas v'Shalom. Can you imagine this? How could it be such a thing?
Some of them, they have a
Avodah Zarah. No, here it says, when she was passing. It said, when she was passing after the place of Avodah Zarah. So they say, unbelievable thing. So Chas v'Shalom. Imenu would never do such a thing. But here, he's telling us that Esav had a special antenna, had a special radio system. Rivka Imenu was passing, no doubt, by a holy place. But Esav, in her mother's womb, knew in this house there's Avodah Zarah. Even though that was not exposed, but Esav could smell it, that the place that Ibrahim Menon is passing by, there's an idol. You know what that is? You know what the radar system Esav had? Here they ask, what does it mean? Lama ze anochi.
She lost 12 times, because they 12
give her the... If you add Zayin and Hay together, what do you get? 12. So what does that mean? So that means actually the 12 Shevatim was supposed to come from? Ivraimeno. Right? Lama ze anochi. And then what happened? When she complained about her pain, what happened? This is a very interesting Gemara. Masechet Nida brings that there's a pasuk from Iyob. It says that Iyob was envy. The time ki yarche qedem. So Gemara says, what does it mean? That Iyob was very, very in pain because at the time that he was in his mother's womb. Because Gemara brings that the baby, 9 months, is thought by a malach. There's a candle, a special candle, on the top of his head, that they teach him all the Torah during the 9 months. Did you know that? Yes? He learns the whole Torah. So now here, back to the Midrash. When it says that Yaakov Avinu Shalom would feel that his mother is passing by Beit Knesset, wanted to jump out. Huh? Which is better? To go to come to the Beit Knesset between Mincha Arvit and listen to the Torah, or learn from the angel? Which is better?
Come listen between Mincha Arvit.
That's better?
Yeah.
Better than learning from the angel?
Yeah.
From Shammai?
Yeah.
Because it says that in the Torah, bad neighbor is the worst thing.
So what does that mean?
Yeah,
it's obvious,
but next
one. So here they learn a very beautiful message, and that is, even though that your teacher is as great as?
Malach.
Angel. But on the bench that you're sitting, and you're learning, there is somebody that has a very, very terrible influence on you, you have to run away. So here we see Yaakov Avinu Shalom, even though that was learning from the angel, but Esav was next to him, said, no, it's not worth it. Let me out. So here we see, even though that you might have a direction that could help you, but if you have a bad influence, it could create disaster.
So which one is better?
To run away.
No, the example.
Sorry?
Yeah,
because learning from the angel, as long as you have the bad influence, it's not going to work. Yeah, so here we see many times that unfortunately, people without realizing they're...
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.